Today being the 40th day of Ramadan, 1443 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 15th day of April, 2022 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyya Brotherhood in conjunction with Tijaniyya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Amadibilo University Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from verse 41 of Surah Al-Fatih. Sayyidi Aliyu Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Al-Qurna will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يمسك السماوات والأرض أن تزولا ولئن زالتا إن أمسكهما من أحد من بعده إنه كان حليما غفورا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدر المكاره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يمسك السماوات والأرض أن تزولا ولئن زالتا إن أمسكهما من أحد من بعده إنه كان حليما غفورا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after telling us the plight of those that went to hell, when those that have gone to paradise are also enjoying their paradise, then he came to tell us the need to always stay where Allah asked us to stay and move away from where Allah asked us to move away. Then here Allah is now asking all of us, let us know this. Inna Allah, for sure Allah is the one, yumsiku samawati wal arda an tazula. He's the one that holds or grasps the firmaments and the earth for them to move from their position. Wala in zalata, if they are to move away from their position, in amsakahuma min ahadin min ba'di, is there anyone that will be able to hold them after him? Inna Allah kana haliman ghafura. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so clement and so forgiving. Here we have been hearing Allah telling us, wa shamsu tajri mustaqarrin laha dhalika taqdirul azizil alim wal qamaru qaddarnahu manazila hatta aada kal urjunil qadim. La shamsu yanbaghi laha an tudrika al qamar wala al-layl sabiqun nahar wa kullun falakin yasbahun. All these firmaments, the planets, the stars that are generating energy that has light, the planets that are getting this energy, all of them, their distances and their speed going inside the Milky Way galaxy, the galaxy itself and the other galaxies in their billions, and the stars in their billions, and each star with its system in its billions. Look at the heaven. Look at it up. Knowing that these stars you are seeing, they are bigger than the earth, they are bigger than the sun. They are also another system of their own there. Who is it that is holding them? It's Allah. Anything that is accurately programmed, whether it is your handset, or it's a camera, or it's a car, that has high accuracy in its manufacture,
any little defect will affect the whole system. Any little defect, it will affect the whole system. So, if this sun was to move a bit from its orbit, what will happen? Allah is telling us this, that we should be very careful. Allah said, Allah la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. If Allah is like us, that sometimes you sleep or you doze, and anything slips from his position, what is going to happen? Like we have said before, this Atma is moving about 1600 kilometers or 1670 kilometers, revolving on its axis, and moving at about 100,000 kilometers around the sun. In this movement that we are moving now, we are orbiting the sun like that in a year. Look at the speed we are going. Did you see anything fall out of place? In another place, he said, "Halaka samawati wal ardi bighayri awadin tarawnaha." He created this earth and the moon and the firmament, bighayri awadin tarawnaha. Do you see any pole holding it? Or there are something holding it, but you cannot see it. Whether you say it is the magnetic forces, it is the G that is keeping the forces attracted to one another and leaving them in their orbit. But can you see it? All this Allah is asking us. If a bit of it shifts, no matter how little, we'll be in trouble. That's what Allah is saying. Wala in zalata. Zala is for something to remove a bit in his position. In amsaka man and ahadim. Nobody, after him, who is going to hold it for us? Everything will perish. But you find at the end, Allah said, "Inna Allah kana haliman ghafura." Allah is very clement. Clement is something that is subtle, not only merciful, but subtle, gentle, kind. Gentle in holding these things, gentle on us. Because despite the fact that Allah has given all this, What's our response? We're not grateful. People will say so many things. Anybody that comes out and you look at the sky and look at the enormity of it, without even knowing what is there, then if you come to know that we are just in one system, in over 200 billion systems in the Milky Way galaxy, you should put fear in you. But yet people say anything whatever they want to say. Despite all that they are saying, Allah allows everybody. He forgives. There are times, this anywhere you are and you stand and you commit a sin, the earth will be begging Allah. Allah, let me swallow this person. Look at what you have done for him. They have tasted your goodness and they are not grateful. Then Allah will tell them, will tell the earth. Do you know why you are saying that? Because you did not create them. If you created them, you will have had mercy on them. The sky over you will also complain, "Oh Allah, this is your servant. He has tasted your goodness, but he refused to give thanks." Allah will tell you, "You didn't create them, that's why." Allah will be replying them one by one. The same thing with the mountain. The same thing with the sea. When people are on it. Because today you have on the sea, what they call cruise ship. It's just there. People just build it. Rich men just build it. It's like a whole small village on the sea. And principally they just go on the sea to go and commit evil. Nothing else. To go there with women that are not their wives. Go there, be drinking. Go there, be having party. It's on the sea. They are not feeling there is no pothole, nothing. They will go around, maybe the next 3 months, they are on the sea like that. The sea will be crying that these people are committing so much heinous crime on them. But Allah will say, "Leave them. They commit sin. If they come to me repenting, then they will become beloved before me. If they refuse to come and repent, I will continue to be their doctor that will put them in the road. That's why Allah is telling us here, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَنْ تَزُولَا وَلَئِن زَالَتَا إِنْ أَمْسَكَهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا. You know that Allah is so kind and merciful and clement. Even the statements we are making is enough to bring it down. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتِ أَنْ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ. This is really small for the firmament to break because of the kind of statements people are making against Allah. May Allah forgive all of us. Amen. Allah is very clement. Allah is very forgiving.
وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَحْدَ عَيْمَانِهِمْ لَئِنْ جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ لَيَقُولُنَّ أَحْدَى مِنْ هِجَرٍ. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا.
وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَحْدَ عَيْمَانِهِمْ لَئِنْ جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ لَيَقُولُنَّ أَحْدَى مِنْ هِجَرٍ. فلما جاءهم نذير ما زادهم إلا نفورا. Allah Ta'ala is now taking another measure. These people, وأقسموا بالله جهاد أيمانهم. They swear, these Makkans, these Arabs, they swear with all their forces of swearing, جهاد أيمانهم. لأن جاءهم نذير, if a winner was to come to them, they will be much more guided than these other nations. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ. When the one now came to them, مَا زَادَهُمُ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. It did not increase anything for them, except for them to flee away from him. It's for them to move strongly away from him. Here, in Makkah, there were some Christians, not plenty. But in Medina, there were plenty of Jews and there were some Christians. The Jews will be accusing the Christians not to be on the path. The path to them is only with the Jews. The Christians will be accusing the Jews as not on the path. The path, according to them, is only with them. وَقَالَتْ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتْ النَّصَارَى عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَقَالَتْ النَّصَارَى لَيْسَتْ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَهُمْ يَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ. They are reciting the book, but they say the Christians are up to nothing. The Jews are saying the Christians are up to nothing. The Christians too are saying the Jews, they are up to nothing. To them, Jesus Christ is not a prophet of God. What they are following is not, after Prophet Moses, they are not waiting for anything but only the Messiah. The Christian says, Jesus Christ also promised them the Messiah will come. You Jews, you are up to nothing. You are the one that killed Jesus Christ. They say all this nonsense. So, whenever the Arabs, they fight, the Arabs and the Hazrat, the Jews will separate into clans. Some will support the Hazrat, some will support the Arabs. This one will give this one a weapon, this one will give this one a weapon for them to kill each other. And if the Arabs and Hazrat come back, and the Jews are not afraid of their number, say, don't worry, when the Messiah comes, he will deliver us from you people. And the Arabs will say, cut, if it is us that we are lucky, and we are given this Messiah, we'll be much more guided than these people. The Prophet now came. Did they accept him? لَوْلَا أَنْ يَكُونَ رَجِلٌ مِنَ الْكَرِيَتَيْنِ عَزِيمٌ. They are asking, why is he not from the big tribes or the big family? He's a Quraysh, we know, but he's not from any big family. So all this swearing, they were swearing, where is it now? The same thing today. You have these politicians, or you have somebody getting a new position, or even somebody getting a wife, or even somebody getting something new that it was difficult for you to get, you'll be swearing, cut, this lady, if Allah gives her to me, cut, I will not even do this, I will not do this. Do you know what is tomorrow?
this position that I'm asking for, if they give it to me, I will stand up and do the work very well. All that, at that time, all that's in your mind is that position. All the governors, they come, they are campaigning. All of you, just vote me in. If you vote me, I will do this, I will do this. They are shouting, swearing. Some of them will even hold the Quran and swear. فَلَمَّا جَعَ النَّزِيرٌ مَا غَدَهُمُ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. The Prophet now came. They are the ones running away from the Prophet or trying to kill the Prophet or trying to do all those things. All of us, anything you are going to do, we should always put insha'Allah. Not just swearing, I will do this, I will do this. You don't have any power. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Only Allah can assist you in doing whatever you are doing. Always be humble. If somebody say, oh, I'm going to give you a big position, I say, cut. This position is very big. To me, Allah make it that I'm able to hold it. I'm going to give you this amana. To me, Allah make it that I'm able to hold it. Don't say, oh, give it to me. I swear I will do this. I will. How do you know? So may Allah forgive all of us.
Istikbaran fil ardi wa makara as-sayyi'. ولا يليق المكر السيء إلا بأهله فهل ينظرون إلا سنة الأولين فلن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا ولن تجد لسنة الله تحويلا.
استكبارا في الأرض مكر السيء ولا يليق المكر السيء إلا بأهله فهل ينظرون إلا سنة الأولين فلن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا ولن تجد لسنة الله تحويلا. Allah تبارك وتعالى is asking, why when the Prophet came to them, did they turn their back on the Prophet after swearing that if Allah gave them the Prophet, they are going to be more guided than the Jews and the Christians? Why did they do that? Istikbaran fil ardi wa makar as-sayyi'. Being feeling pompous on earth that they are the ones. Why is it the Prophet not from a big family, a rich man? They are the ones that they should have been the Prophet. Wa makar as-sayyi'. And they go about planning evil plans against the Prophet, against the message of the Prophet. وَلَا يَهِكُ الْمَقْرُ السَّيِّ إِلَّا لِأَهْلِهِ. Evil plots to destroy people, it does not behove that anybody should fall into that trap except the one that planned it. What is wrong with these people? فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا سُنَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Are they waiting that what happened, what Allah did as his tradition to the people of the past is what he will do to them? If that's what they are waiting, let them know this. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah's tradition is one. You will never see Allah change in his tradition. And you will never see the tradition of Allah تَحْوِيلًا is turned to be not what it used to be. Allah does not change it. Allah does not exchange it. Here, when the Prophet ﷺ came, the first person to believe in him is the wife Khadija. Then his closest friend Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Then his brother in his house Sayyidina Ali. Then his free slave Zaydi. Then the household, including Baraka. All these people, they believe in the Prophet. The Prophet did not tell anybody at that time. Then Allah said to him, وَأَنْزِرْ أَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. Go and warn your closest relatives. Of course, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went, climbed Mount Safa, called the whole of people of Makkah, the Quraysh, Banu Abdul Muttalib, Banu Hashim, Banu Zuhra, all of them, and warned them that what they are doing is bad. They are worshipping idols. These idols don't create anything, like we have been saying. They don't own anything, and they have no partners. All these angels they are talking about are not their partners. Let us go and worship one God. They stood up against the prophet. Initially, not minding him. All they cared was any of their children that followed the prophet, they would deny their children food or clothes or whatever. Any of their slaves, they would punish that their slave. When they were getting more and more, then they started coming together to plan, what do we do this? What do we do with this man? This they are coming together is what Allah is saying. Istighbar and fil ardi wa makar as-sayyi. Feeling too proud. How can we stay in this town? Everybody looks at us as the owners of Kaaba. Because everybody looks at us as owners of Kaaba, they respect us. People come all the way from the far and nook of the world. They come to Makkah just to come and worship in Kaaba. When they come, we are the ones to make love for them. Nobody can go around Kaaba except naked. They will have to obey it. And that's what they have been doing. Then, if you bring your idol, you want your idol to be admitted inside Kaaba, you have to pay a lot of money to bribe a lot of people that are in charge. Then, when your idol is admitted inside Kaaba, you feel great. Because they had respect for Kaaba. But they never thought to ask themselves. Just of recent, when the Prophet was in the womb of the mother, what happened? Abraha came from Yemen to come and bring down this Kaaba. If he succeeded that day in bringing down the Kaaba, what would have happened? Would people still be coming to Kaaba? After they see that Kaaba itself couldn't defend itself, they would have been going to either the Khawazin, to other idols, big idols, that their Satan friends would ask them to go to. Then Allah told you, Alam tara kayfa anna rabbuka bi ashabil fil, alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil, wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil, tarmihim bi hijaratin min sijjil, faj'alahum ka'aswin ma'kul. Allah told you that he is the one who defended Kaaba that day. And all of you saw that everybody left Makkah and went on top of the mountain. And this was their house for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because the Prophet was in the womb. And this is one of the first miracles he performed in the womb. Nothing touched Kaaba. You are now saying, you are people, you are the big people of Kaaba. You are giving respect. Allah was also asking you, لِإِلَهِ قُرَيْشِ إِلَهِ مِنْ لَتَشْتَيَ وَسَيْهِ فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ أَلَّذِي أَطْأَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Allah is the one that made this place peaceful for you so that you can worship Allah. You are now saying that you are too big to be called to worship like every other person. Anybody that comes from outside, they go naked. You, your own worship is different. Then how can anybody tell you now, you have to come to a worship where you and your servant and your slaves, you are on the same room? Who is your slave to come close to you that they will now say you are on the same room? What sort of worship is that? Istighbar, they feel so big. Then they start plotting. If what this man is bringing about, we cannot allow it. Our slaves, in their plot, they plot, punish this one, punish that one. When they have nobody, they will leave. As people are being punished, people are getting, the weaker ones are getting stronger until they went for Hijrah. By the time Hamza and Sayyidina Umar entered Islam, they came back from Hijrah thinking that everything was okay, only to find that it became worse. All this while, they still respected their elder, Abu Talib. When finally Abu Talib died, Sayyidina Khadija died, it became difficult for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They saw the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as nothing. وَإِلْيَمْ كُرُبُكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُزْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يَخْرُجُوكَ وَيَمْ كُرُونَ أَنْكُرُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَخْرِ الْمَاكِرِ. Allah is now telling, when they were doing all this plotting, what is their effect? وَمَكَرَ السَّيِّئِ Nobody will fall inside a plot, a trap, except the one that did it. That's why the house of people used to say, if you are making a plot to make a to dig a well for people, somebody to enter, dig it carefully, you may be the one that will enter. And I said, well, I call matter sayyu illa jahani. Any dangerous plot you make to make somebody to drown or to perish, be careful. Nobody desires more than you that you planned it. And we see examples daily. Then what are they waiting for? If they don't follow the prophet path, what happened to the people of the past would happen to them. Sunnat of Awali, Walan take the Sunnat of Lahi Tabdilan, Walan take the Sunnat of Lahi Tahwilan. The way as you travel, you see people of Ad, you see people of Samud on your journeys, what happened to them is what will happen to you.
أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَكَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيمًا قَدِيرًا.
أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيمًا قَدِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now asking this question. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't you go about on earth? You Makkans, you don't stay in one place, you're always going about. Don't they go about on earth for them to see what was the end of those that were before them. These people were stronger than them. Mama kana Allah li yujidahu min shay'in. Nothing can escape Allah. And nothing can defy Allah. Fis samawati in firmament, wala fil ardh, or on earth. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعْجِزَهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَا فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَلِيمًا قَدِيرًا. Allah is the one that has knowledge and has ability. Allah is telling them, إِلَىٰ فِي قُرَيْشِ إِلَىٰ فِي مِرِلَةَ شِتَاءِ وَالصَّيْفِ فَلِيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Whether it is in the summer, things are hot, you will take your wares, some of you will take your family, you start traveling to Syria, because there at that time it's cold. If it is during the cold season, you take your wares, you take your family, or you take what you want to take, you start traveling to Yemen, because there at that time it's warm. All the time you're on the road. From Yemen down to Syria, down to Iraq, they will be seeing the debris and the remnants of people of Ad and people of Samud. All this that you are seeing, and you hear how they used to be. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi 'ad irama zati al-imad allati lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad wa thamud alladhina ja'u sakhra bil wad wa fir'auna zil awtad alladhina tagaw fil bilad fa'aktharu fiha al-fasad fasabba 'alayhim rabbuka sawta 'adhab inna rabbaka labil mursal. Allah is telling them, even the buildings of people of Samud till today, the technology has not been there. To go inside a mountain, they cut inside mountain, make rooms, make everything inside the mountain, yet they are able to make sure that there's enough air, oxygen there for people to live inside the mountain comfortably and to school. Till today we don't have it. They are traveling, they are seeing it. They are seeing the people of the towns of people of Lut, how it was destroyed. They are seeing it. Do you want that to happen to you? Amalam, yes, it will act. Are they not going about and they are seeing it? And they see those people before them, how they were perished. Kan ashadda minhum quwwah. Seeing them, you know they were stronger than you. Irama dhatil imam. This irama that their column is bigger than your house today, and it goes far into the sky. التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. Their type of building today is not there. Some of them are over 20 feet in height. When they are cutting rock, they just use brick as if it's nothing. كان أشهد أنهم قد ما كان الله ليه جزاهم من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. Let them know this. Whether you say you have anything in the firmament today, take stuff like go there and say you are living there. Nothing can escape Allah or defy Allah, whether on earth or in the firmament. And Allah has knowledge of everything and has ability over it. Sometimes you have knowledge, you don't have the ability. Sometimes you have the ability, you don't have knowledge. So this is a small boy. He doesn't have any strength, but he has money. He buys a car and he has a driver. This is a big man, very strong. If he takes 10 people, he will lift them up and bring them down. He says he's going to Kaduna. He's very strong. He can go to Kaduna. Pa, pa, on the road. This small boy will take his driver and come and pass him on the road. That's ability. Knowledge today has made things easy. The work you used to do on the farm before, it is machines doing it for you. That is knowledge. So Allah has knowledge and has ability. So don't think that you can defy Allah or you can go beyond Allah. The way He has dealt with those in the past, that's the way we too will be dealt with.
ولو يؤاخذ الله الناس بما كسبوا ما ترك على ظهرها من دابة ولكن يؤخرهم إلى أجل مسمى فإذا جاء أجلهم فإن الله كان بعباده بصيرا.
ولا يأخذ الله الناس بما كسبوا ما ترك على ظهرها من دابة ولكن يأخذهم إلى أجل مسمى فإذا جاء أجلهم فإن الله كان بعباده بصيرا. الحمد لله. Allah تبارك وتعالى is not ending this beautiful chapter of the Quran. The 5th chapter of the Quran is saying this. ولا يأخذ الله الناس بما كسبوا. If Allah was to seize people because of what they earn of evil on earth, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهَرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, He would not leave any animal or any biological animal on earth, whether insect or animal, whatever it is, دَابَّةٍ. وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ. Allah is leaving everybody to his appointed time. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ, if the appointed time comes, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا. Allah, with respect to his servants, بَصِيرًا, he has insight in them and he's seen them. This verse, there's another one again in Surah An-Nahl. وَلَا يَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عليها من دابة ولكن يأخرهم إلى أجل مسمى فإذا جاء أجلها لا يأخرون الساعة ولا يستقدمون. In Surah An-Nahl, this one is على ظهرها, that one is عليها, this one, that one is saying ولا يأخر الله ناس بظلمهم, that one is talking of people that are oppressive. This one is talking of people, not only they are oppressive, they have gone beyond oppression and take it as a profession. So there is a difference between that verse and this verse. That's why he's saying, وَلَا يَكِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظِلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ on it. وَلَكِ يَشْكُرُهُمُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهَا لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Because when people that are oppressive, when they realize that what they are doing is bad, they can. They still say what they are doing is evil. They can make tawbah and tawbah. But when people take what they are doing as no evil, which means they are now taking it as a profit, a profitable venture, that's kasab. In this case, they are not thinking of even repenting. If you look at this ending, Why is Allah telling us all this? We just said just now that there are times the firmament, this sky, will tell Allah. This is someone kafta ni'amaka wa lam yashkur laka. This is someone has enjoyed your blessing and has refused to thank you. Look at what they are doing on earth. Allah wants to destroy them. Allah will say, Do you know why you are saying that? It's because you did not create them. Me that created them, I'm wishing for them to repent, and I will love them. Or if they don't repent, I will be their doctor until they repent. Let us know this. People are doing evil. People are doing fahsha. People are doing so many things. Why? Allah, in every human being, He has put in him passion. Passion to seek for enjoyment. He has put in him anger. Anger to destroy. And he has put in him all this while also knowledge. Whenever a human being desires something, he desires of something that he wants to enjoy, he will go all the way. He doesn't care. All he just wants is to enjoy it. That's how zina will come. That's how taking alcohol will come. That's how going to parties, watching movies, all this. Then whenever a human being is angry, all that comes to him is this person that angers him, he wants to see him on the ground, to beat him, to bring out blood, to destroy him, to show that he is nothing. He forgets all these things that he thinks he is having. Allah did not give him for this purpose. Allah gave him anger for a purpose. Allah gave him passion, desire for a purpose. But the knowledge has to be there to be able to use it correctly. That's why you have to train children. You have to educate children on how to punish their desires, on how to control their anger. Because without the desire, why would a child want to learn? It's the same desire. Sometimes, children, one day, one boy, he's not up to 7 years old. I told him I was coming to the school. Nile saw me coming. He rushed, and held me. What is the problem, sir? Daddy, we are in Surah Yunus. Daddy, we are in Surah Yunus. Daddy, we are in Surah Yunus. Look, he is so happy that they have reached it. Surah Yunus made him happy. The same way somebody else is happy that he has gone to have a girlfriend that is doing nonsense with. So Allah gives everybody passion and desire so that you can seek for Allah and the Prophet and what will make Allah and the Prophet bring you closer to them. The same way Allah has given you anger. So when you say something evil, because of anger, you distance yourself away from it. But if this person is not given proper training, what will happen? These things that are meant to be used in getting close to Allah will be used wrongly. And because you are in an examination hall, Allah has put indices there that will more or less confuse you to be sure that it is with truth that you want this. Some people, they say, why is it that when you are marrying a lady, you say, bring this. We want to be sure that he loves her. That is not telling lies. We want to be sure that he will be able to take care of her tomorrow. This is why what some people say. So Allah also, to establish that truly it is Allah you want, not something else, Allah will bring something else to take your attention. In taking your attention, did you abandon it for Allah? Allah will also bring something to annoy you. In abandoning your annoyance, do you abandon it because of Allah? So that's why Allah has put all these things in a human being. Again, because of that, Allah is most forgiving. If a person goes about, he's taking alcohol, he's doing this, Allah sees him and Allah will leave him. One day he will actually meet somebody, say, oh boy, up now you never did this behavior. We don't need this sin. It's true, I should leave it. Then he leaves it. He starts praying. Then Allah will forgive him. Because these attributes were in him to seek for something good. There was this man. The wife came to report. Said, the husband is always looking for one lady, the other lady. One lady, the other lady. I even persuaded him to marry. He refused. I said, how do I go and tell your husband that you said this? It will create more problem for you. I will ask him to pray. He said, no. I will confront him. I will talk to him. This thing. I said, no, take patience. He refused. He went to confront the husband. The husband beat him and injured her. Beat her and injured her. So she came and said, this is what happened, sir. I told you. She went now. She was now praying. I said, continue to do the good Allah asked you to do. Don't say because your husband did this, I'm not going to do the good you are asked to do is Allah that asked you to do it, not your husband. Also, you, the man, no matter what your wife is doing, do the good Allah asked you to do. Because it's not your wife that gave you instruction, it's the Prophet that gave you instruction. وَأَمُرْ بِالْأُرْفِ وَعَرِفْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Do what is known to be good before Allah and the Prophet. Don't say, because my wife is doing this. The Prophet said, it's not this one that is good. The one that, if people are good to him, he's good to them. When they are bad to him, he's bad to them. He's the one that when people are good to him, he is good to them. When they are bad to him, he overlooks. It will be left here, awesome. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ أَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Allah is always asking, if people do something bad to you, use what is not bad to lift the evil they have done. Then Allah can make it in such a way that at the end, between you and this your enemy, you became bosom friends. Allah bring you every human being to assist you and for you to assist them. So always we should learn this. So at the end, one day, in month of Ramadan, the lady went, was always praying, doing his things, preparing the meal for the husband, doing everything that he should do for the husband, like nothing happened. Then the husband one day was becoming guilty. He will do this, he will do this, he will see him with this girl, he doesn't talk. She's just doing what she should do as a wife. In 1 month of Ramadan, lady went, make a vision, and stood up. That he wants to go and do Taraweeh. The man came and said, this Taraweeh, how do you normally do it? I also want to join you. And this was the turning point. To the extent the man went to get a madam to be coming to do Taraweeh for them in the house. That's how this man changed completely. This man was later to be doing Qiyamul Layl himself. Until the man died. See, this is it. Because some of these attributes in us, Allah put it there to test us. But Satan will also come into it. And what is it? He is doing us. He will also come inside your mind to use the same attribute that Allah gave you to seek for Allah, to defend yourself, to also use against Allah. That's why in one Allah said, لَا أَسْتَعْتَرُونَ سَعَتَ وَلَا أَسْتَعْتَرُونَ. In this one he said, Allah is has inside. You know, this is servant. He's going to come back to the path. There are times somebody will even be doing oppressive things. Killing this, Allah will leave him. The one that is killed, Allah knows that his time has come to an end. How is he going to go? This man says he'll take responsibility for his death. Okay, take responsibility. Since you have not done enough work and Allah has written that you are going to paradise, it will not be written that you have done shahada. You go to paradise. This one tomorrow, you go and repent. The two of them, they end up in paradise. Then who has lost now?
Satan.
Sometimes they said, Joel, there's this animal, Joel, what do you call it? This termite that take roll beetle that used to roll sheet. Sometimes they are afraid that Allah is going to punish them. Look at the sins they are doing. Look at the blood they are spilling. After they do all those, some of them want to cry. What happened in life? Can Allah forgive me? Then you meet a man and say, Allah will forgive you, man. It's Satan that make you to do it. And you say, wicked, really? There is a lady in this country that one time was leading women about in different things. Some are good, some are bad. Just leading them. One day this lady was diagnosed with cancer. When the diagnosis of cancer is, all this my enjoyment that I used to do, I have cancer, I said yes. They went, they did tell her that she will live now. He said, I will not continue on this path. She started going for Umrah almost every three months. Forgot everything he was doing. Even went ahead and entered Tariqah. Even went ahead and joined women musical. Going to villages to extend good to villagers. And that's how she was until she died. So don't you, when you hear Allah is talking of hell, he's talking of paradise, he's talking of punishment, he's talking of this, Allah will still come back and say this. Wala yu'aqibullahu nasa bima kasabu ma taraka ala dhahriha min dabba. But Allah does not say immediately you do something because he has put a time for you. You are in the examination hall. Until your time is up, Allah will not ask you to leave. That's why Allah is asking, أَوَلَمْ أَمْرُكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِي مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. He will leave you to live long. Immediately you get to the age of 30, start thinking. You get to the age of 40, know that you can shouldn't be a fool. If you get to the age of 60, my advice, go back to God. Forget about everything, go back to God. At the age of 60, how much can you live again? If they say you are going to live for another 20 years, you'll be 80. Will anybody say you have not lived long? What did he enjoy in the past 40 years? Is it now that you're going to enjoy it? Nobody should deceive you at that age. I'm not saying people at that age cannot go and look for governorship, president, this, all. You can look for it. But know that you are close to leaving this world. Don't leave this world and you are in the midst of evil. Try your best. Allah, if Allah is the one who has been feeding you from youth and you get to the age of 40, 50, Allah that has been feeding you will not abandon you. If Allah has been plotting you all this while, he will not abandon you. If Allah has been doing this and kept your dignity, you will not come back to Allah now and he says he will take all those things from you. Allah will find a way to sustain it from you. You may not know how it is, he will sustain it, but he will sustain it. So if Allah is going to look at our sins, he will not leave anything on earth. In that place, Allah says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَإِذْ مَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whatever evil is touching any of us now, is because Allah is overlooking a lot. Wallahi, all this kidnapping you are seeing, all this Boko Haram you are seeing, all this Ansari and all this things you are seeing, if not that Allah has mercy on us, well, that the whole country will happen. Because look at the children that are involved in this thing. You see, some of them are 18 years, some are 17 years, some are 20 years. How did they go into it? How did they get involved into it? If these children were brought up properly by their parents, which means their parents are guilty of it. Any child below 20 involved in all these things, their parents are guilty. The government is guilty. The people, society is guilty. That's why they are suffering the guilt of these children. Because these children, if they were properly trained, like we said, 7 years, you allow this child to be, you pet this child and make him to admire education. He himself will want to read and want to write. Look at children when they target it to another school and they get used to it. They themselves, they put on their dress, put on their bag and say they want to go to school. If this child is doing that and he comes to secondary school, and you make him to love reading, make him to love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You give them the poem of Prophet, they want to learn it. You tell them the Prophet do this, they want to do it. Some will say, they say he used to see the Prophet, how do I see him? Some children will ask you. But you did not train the children as parents. Then the society also abandoned the children. Then the government also abandoned, because we have three levels. You have the family level, you have the society level, you have the government level. Today, the families are irresponsible. The society is irresponsible. The government is most irresponsible. You cannot just come and say that parents are not training their children. The society has a role. The society plays their role? No. The government has their role. All the people today in government clamoring that we don't want almighty system, we don't want beggars, we don't want this, they all enjoy free education. Where was the money from? Nigeria did not have money at that time. How much was Nigeria earning? But Nigeria was able to give them free education. Did they think of killing at that time? But now, they now have money. What they are thinking of is how to be lords and king over this. The poor. Because if the family fails and society is upright, the child will be upright. If the family fails and society is going bad and there is a good government, the society will be corrected. Today, let us all pray that Nigeria should be blessed with one individual, Aliman, Qadiran, that has the knowledge and has the ability. One individual will change the idea and turn it around. One, only one person. The power of one. You don't need more than one person. But this person should have the knowledge and should have the ability. That's all. It's of no use if you have knowledge and you have no ability. It's of no use if you have ability and you have no knowledge. Ignorance can never repair anything. So if any government is failing, whether he likes it or not, either he has no ability, or he has no knowledge, or he has not gotten both. And a teaching time says nine, nothing goes bad in one day, and nothing goes correct in one day. Rome was not built in a day. The Prophet came to a nation that was far, far, far worse than what we are having now in the world. We are just hearing istikbaran fil ardi wa makra sayyi wa la yakun makra sayyi illa bi ahlihi. A time when people had slaves, if they like, they kill the slave, nobody can ask them. Because they are bad, nobody can ask. A time somebody can just go to a person's house, these slaves are beautiful. The man doesn't have power, he just takes the slaves and turns them into slaves. Nobody can ask. This was what the Prophet meant. Yet he turned them around. The Prophet did not leave the world until the Arabs were the most of prestigious tribe in this world. That is why all of us today, we don't know who will take this country, but let us be praying that Allah should give us that person that has the ability, he has the knowledge. The one that has the knowledge will know that it is fruit hiding to be amassing wealth. This one that are amassing wealth, bring common sense. Somebody is asked that he wants to be governor. Allah accepted his prayer. He became governor. Immediately he has become governor, he forget about that. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهَدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَنْ جَاهُمْ نَزِيرٌ لَيْكُونَ أَحَدِهِمْ إِذَا نُمَا. If Allah will give him success to get this one, and he will be more upright. Immediately some of them become governor. They forget about everything they said. All that bothers them. How do I pile up money so that tomorrow I can become president? I can now have a house in London. What is all this? Anybody that has true knowledge, and we have said before, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ and ulama. No matter what you cram in your brain, no matter what you cram, that is not knowledge. Knowledge is fear of Allah.
Allah.
If a madam comes before you, or an almighty like us comes before you, and he says from A to Z, fluent, eloquent, this, investigate him on fear of Allah. If he has fear of Allah, you will not see him going with evil people. You will not see him not assisting people. You will not see him engaging in evil acts. He will try his best to be like the Prophet. I have said this several times in big forums. There are two leaders Nigeria has. We don't need the third one. One is called Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's the master to all creation. The other one is called Jesus Christ. And he's the last one. How did they live their life? That is epitome of knowledge, is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They look at creations as the creations of their creator. If any is suffering, they are not comfortable. As reason alayhi ma anittum. They are not comfortable. Even to eat food, they cannot eat. When you see a person mounting a big ceremony for his children in the midst of poverty, know that he is more than ignorant. He doesn't even know what is called. Knowledge is not even close to him.
Allah.
If he has knowledge, he will be shy of this creation of Allah that cannot feel when he's coming out in big dresses, in big cars. Look at your leaders. Some of them have 10 cars following him. If he leaves the condition, where will he be able to go like that? He has forgotten tomorrow, but he's going to leave it. Where is his knowledge? So this particular surah that we are in, throughout, he didn't, no mention of any prophet. He's talking to us, telling us who the prophet is. Telling us the creation of Allah. From the beginning, these angels are, Alhamdulillah, Father, is Samawat Art, Jair and Malaika, Jerusalem, who the Ajin Hatin must name us, Yusuf Hakim Aisha. He's telling us that these angels are serving us, we are highly dignified before Allah, but human beings are selected from creation of Allah. He's telling us, color does not matter. This one is black, this one is white. This one is yellow, it's not the issue. This one is Ibera, this one is Hausa, this one is Fulani, it's not the issue. Who amongst of you fear Allah? Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The one that Allah says, do this, he does it. Leave this, he leave it. He is the one that is most dignified. Not the one that has the bigger car, the bigger house. If we take Jesus Christ, where has he any house? Until he left this world, he had no house. Not one house, he had no house. Where does he sleep? He is doing the work of Allah. Wherever the night he sleeps, he sleeps there. What does he eat? As he's going about doing the work of Allah, always smiling, you will not even see him frowning. Whatever he gets, he eats. Whether the food looks good or doesn't look good, whatever is provided by that community is what he eats. What are the Prophet of Islam? He is a complete human being. The most complete. He had wives. He had community. For each of his wives, they will need rooms and houses. Each of them, he gave them their rooms. Their house with courtyard on their own and their kitchen. Each wife had their own differently. He himself had no room to himself. The Prophet never had room until he left his world. The only thing he has is the mosque. The mosque, only the door between, say, the Aisha's house, then the mosque. If he's in the mosque, if he stretches his head, he's in the house. If he's in the house, if he stretches his head, he's in the mosque. If in the community there is no food, there is no food in the house of the Prophet. If there is food in the house of the Prophet, anybody that comes, he will come and take out of the food. If a leader, people cannot go to his house to eat, he's not a leader. Even Americans, that are the most oppressive nation that we know, they still pretend and say the White House is the ordinary man's house. This is what they say. And you have the right to go to the front of the White House and go around it. Today, White House, where the president lives, you can go there, you stay in front, you take a picture, you go. Their securities are there. But they say it's the ordinary man's house. So you are allowed to go. So let us talk to ourselves. This country that Allah has blessed us with, this surah is enough to guide all of us. We have different colors. It does not stop us from coming together. We should educate our children. The society should also stand up to educate the children of society. Government should stand up to educate the country. Look at how much is voted for education. It's enough to put shame in Nigeria. And that amount voted for education is not also spent on education. It's spent on those administering education to go about, to steal as much as they can steal. So we are ending this surah, that's why I'm saying all this. All of us, we are not studying the Quran just to study and keep in the brain and go. We study to work with it. All of us, let's look after our family. Education is number one. And the heart of education is character. And the exemplary character in this world is the Prophet. Let's all wish to be with him. Let's all wish to be like him. Let us know that wherever we are, Allah is seeing us. Let's ask ourselves, are we like the Prophet? That's why this Tariqa Tijaniya, and then they are going to make society, the first thing they will say, Sayyidina Muhammad. Our Master Muhammad. They have no master but him. Wherever his leg is where their leg is. Wherever he removes his leg is where they remove their leg. Let the Prophet be the one that will open the door for you. Don't allow anybody else to open the door. Let the Prophet be the one that will guide you. Don't allow anybody else to guide you. Hadi Hilas Radkan, Mr. King. Seek help from Allah. فَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا سَأَنْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. Anytime you are going to look for assistance, look for it from Allah. If you go to the Prophet, he will ask, tell you how to look for it. Let's always engage in zikr. Let's not be planning on the cotton. This surah has told us all this. The little we learn, if we work with it, you are more knowledgeable than the one that has memorized the whole Quran and is not working with it. You are more knowledgeable. The Sahabat, very few of them memorized the Quran. By the time the Prophet left the world, only 9 of them memorized the Quran. But despite that, some of them that knew 2 surahs, they work with the 2 surahs. So may Allah assist us. May Allah protect us. May Allah make us to know the Quran and work with it. May Allah make us to be among the servants of Allah that fear him, that work with what he says. May Allah bring this country back to us. May Allah give us a leader that will be able to carry this country ahead. May Allah give us a leader that will be suitable for Nigeria. May Allah put all of us together. May Allah make Islam to go above all other religions in this country. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah make other people of other religion to see the beauty of Islam and enter it. May Allah make people to know that only God is the creator, nobody else creates, and worship him. Jai Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah bless us with what we are going to eat. May he bless us with our house. May he bless us with what we are going to wear. May he bless us with what we are going to write. May Allah bless our parents. May he forgive our parents. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May he make on any salat in the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May he make us to leave this world with the kalima. La ilaha illa Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahir Rabbil Alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما قلت وخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق الحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
want us to start the other thing fresh tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.